guess for some of you, I'm the one that stands between you and a good night's sleep. And for some of you, I'm standing between you and the swimming pool. But I try to do my best to help you get to your bed and the swimming pool. Let's just open with a word of prayer. God and Father, we thank you for the time we can spend and to open your word today. And we just pray for a little help as we continue to pray for a little refreshment for all young and old here. We ask this in Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's nice to see today there's, you know, many different ones at this conference, young and old alike. So I want to turn to just a few scriptures to speak to all the different ages represented here at this conference. So I would just turn to Mark chapter 10. Just read a few verses. Mark chapter 10, I will read from verse 13. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that bought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. There's quite a few children that came. You know, it's not easy, you know, to sit in a car for quite many hours to get here and then sit many hours, you know, to in the meetings. But, you know, the Lord appreciates that you came. And the Lord loves you and cares about you. And the Lord wants to, you know, touch you and your heart. Are you willing to let him have your open your heart to let him touch you? And here, so also want to speak to the parents. It's great. It took great effort for you to bring your children to here. And it's not easy. But here, in our scripture here, those parents did brought them to the law, even though there even resistance. And, you know, the parents brought their children to the law to be touched by the law. But, you know, the law always do much more than we hope for and expected. Here, the law, you know, not only touched them, he, you know, really hold those each child in his arm and pray and bless them. And if we have faith and brought our children and took effort to brought our children to the law is will bless you and your family. As we read from the scripture, there's many examples. You know, the Philippian jailer and Rahab and Caleb. Those are examples in the scripture that, you know, the Lord reward those individuals and their children. And, you know, our actions have, our faith and our action have positive or negative impact to ourselves and to our children. And so I think it's important that we take willing to take the step of faith and to bring our children to be touched by the Lord. But also in this scripture, there's also the others, the rest of us. Are we a help or hindrance to those children and their parents to be drawn closer to the Lord? I think we all need to be encouraged, you know, children, instead of discourage them, to be draw them close to the Lord Jesus. Now I want to turn to, actually, Luke chapter 15. It was interesting, our brother Philip already talked about this scripture in the gospel meeting earlier. But I want to use this scripture to speak to the young people. Here in Luke chapter 15, as we learn about, you know, the first son and the second son, I'm just going to read this one verse. Verse 22 in Luke chapter 15. But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hands and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. And for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. You know, it's interesting. What's different for this prodigal son? When he left, before he left, in a sense, he still have access to everything his father had. And when he returned, after the relationship restored, he, you know, really, what he owned didn't change. So what changed? You know, we all had the impression he was a unhappy person when he left. He seemed to own a lot, but he was not happy. He didn't have a good relationship with his father. But when he returned, even though materially you can say he really didn't change, but what changed? He experienced the father's love. Before, his father loved him, but he didn't experience it. He didn't see it. He was not content. And yet, it's interesting when we read, you know, here, kill the fatted calf, and they began to be merry. Fatted calf is a picture of the Lord Jesus. You know, when we enjoy the Lord Jesus in our hearts and have common thoughts with the God the Father, you know, they began to be merry. Those are the joy that can last for eternity. Those are the joy that can satisfy and make us content. And it's interesting, you know, for the second son, as we already commented, the second son in verse 29. I, at any time, verse 29, yet thou never gave me a kid that I may make merry with my friends. In a sense, the second son is the same after you read it. He, no different than the first son. He didn't, you can say, gone off the rail, you know, gone really far. But he didn't have a good relation with his father either. He didn't experience the father's love, just like the first son. But here, you know, I want to speak to the young people here. You know, it's great, you know, to come to Bible conference, to get to hang out with your Christian friends. But just remember, you know, unless we enjoy the fatted calf, the Lord Jesus, and have common thoughts and communion with the Father, you know, all the kid here is just, you know, things perhaps, you know, something, other things that the world can offer. It does not last. Only the fatted calf can truly satisfy our heart. Then I want to speak to the brothers here. I guess just don't need to turn to it. It's a short verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. Quench not the spirit. So as we, to the brothers, as we come to a Bible conference such as this, you know, are we willing to let the Holy Spirit to lead us? Perhaps the Lord will give you something in your heart, whether it's give out a prayer or a song or words or maybe expounding a portion of the scripture. Or are we come to a Bible conference before you even sit down, say, I'm going to be just a listener. I think as a young, you know, sometimes it can be, especially for a younger brother, it can be intimidating to even open your mouth in a Bible conference. But I think we shouldn't have an attitude that I'm going to sit down and not let the Holy Spirit to use me. I think we need to not to quench the Holy Spirit so that you don't know. Maybe the Lord will use you and give you something. Maybe even ask a question that will be able to be a spiritual blessing to everyone that's here. Last, I want to turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, just the first two verses. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you. So this one statement in the exhortation, really, free the flock of God. You know, I'm speaking to those that are teachers and older ones among us. You know, you had tremendous scripture knowledge, well, you know all the, you know, writings on many different, you know, scriptures, but here, the exhortation is free the flock of God. A flock of, you know, a flock, there's many different, you know, needs of the sheep. There's older one, younger one, their needs are different. So when you share, you know, consider the needs of different ones here, because, you know, if all the teaching is on the meat, you know, it's meat, then what about the lambs? You know, I don't think all meat diet, or you call Atkins diet, is, you know, we're able to feed the everyone that's here. So I think it should be exhorted to consider different needs here. And the scripture also talk about, you know, rather speak 5 words than 10,000. I think perhaps need to be, you know, you really take discernment and the leading of the Holy Spirit to able to meet the needs of all the flock. So trust that you will make your word count. And now to all of us, after we come to a Bible conference such as this, you know, what, you know, does the word of God, what we hear, affect what we think, what we say, and what we do? You know, in throughout the scripture, the Lord Jesus often was looking for food and from each one of our life. So at the end, you know, does the word of God affect our life so that we can produce food for the Lord? Do we use what God gave each one of us? Unique ability, unique circumstances and abilities, and able to use it to serve Him and His people and for the furtherance of the gospel so that we can have food for eternity. I want to just close in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that for the love and grace that you've shown to each one of us, and for the ability that you give us, help us to use it to encourage, build up one another, and to glorify you in our life. We thank you for everyone that are able to come, and for the time we can have attend the meetings here. We thank you for the local brothers and sisters who host this, and trust that their desire also is for us to able to bear fruit for you. And we just pray for help, and also pray for a good night rest tonight. And we ask all this in your name we pray. Amen.